out of your plate. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight. Of course, your calls are primary, so we will get into them. But coming up, if we get a chance, I did promise, I think on Monday night, that we were going to talk about the We the People organization and what they're up to right now. It's not good news. We'll get to that here in a bit. But first, your calls. George is on the line in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, George.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I saw this article on Reuters entitled Student Auctions Virginity Sparks Online Debate.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. A 22-year-old woman in the U.S. is publicly auctioning her virginity to pay for her college education.
I'm glad that it's a woman that's auctioning her virginity, because I'd hate to see how little a man's virginity is worth.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that bid would not be very high.
No, who cares?
Yeah, she's from San Diego, California. She's using the pseudonym Natalie Dillon for safety reasons. Says she had no moral dilemma with her decision and found it empowering, but a few bloggers who sided with her and some suspected her intentions, and where she's like, I don't think auctioning my virginity will solve all my problems, she told celebrity television show The Insider on Wednesday, but it will create some financial stability, and I'm ready for the controversy. I know that it will come along, I'm ready to do this, but we live in a capitalist society, why shouldn't I be able to capitalize on my virginity?
She should be able to. I mean, she should absolutely be able to do this. However, I'm wondering, have the government people stepped in with threats about possibly arresting her yet?
Not from this article right there.
Really?
She's hoping that thing will hit $1 million, which I seriously doubt.
Well, let me,
right there.
Let me see
the
here.
eBay turned down her offer to do it.
And of course
she says she's going to, yeah, it'll take place at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, where her sister is working to pay off college debts.
Ah, interesting. Now, this is San Diego, mind you. I've been to San Diego before. Now, at 22 years old, she claims she's still a virgin?
What's wrong with this picture?
Hey, I was at 22, but I guess
a woman in San Diego at 22 has got to be a spinster or a skank, you know, to be a virgin still.
Is there a picture?
No, she's anonymous right now, right? Nobody knows who she really is.
On Reuters, they show an anonymous picture that shows three women with jeans and a shirt and sandals, but they don't show any of their faces here.
I think it's very interesting. So you're saying that because they're going to do it in Nevada at the Bunny Ranch, obviously she can't be caught for prostitution at that point. So this may go through. This may be able to actually happen without having the police kick in somebody's doors, I hope.
I don't know.
George, will you let us know when you get news on this as far as like what the closing price is? Will you keep an eye on this for us?
Yeah, no problem on there. Oh, and by the way, your new Google Chrome thing it is here, I just downloaded it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. It's got some bugs. It's a beta version, and that's sort of to be expected. George, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you bringing us that to the table tonight, because it's a very interesting story, and I did not come across my desk. So always interesting to hear from you as far as what you think is important. 800-259-9231. Do you think that someone shouldn't be able to auction their virginity? What would be wrong with that? Does anybody here disagree?
I don't.
I wouldn't agree with doing it myself, but that's her choice. And she's of age. It's not like she's under a parent's protection or anything.
This is true. Yeah, it seems like she's in the clear. I don't think there's much they can really do about
Provided that she really is 22 years old and that she really is a virgin.
They might try to tax her. Like the IRS might come in and say, hey, we heard you won $1 million, or your auction went for $1 million, and you now owe us $500,000 or something like that. That's a possibility, but as far as actually stopping the auction, I don't see them having any reason to do so. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231, especially if you're against the idea of auctioning one's virginity. It has to be the first time I think that's ever been done. It certainly seems unique. I don't recall ever hearing about this before.
Valuable to somebody.
All right. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. So I said we were going to talk about the We the People organization and the latest on what's going on with them. As we told you a few weeks back, they had been planning something that I thought was a pretty cool idea. I thought that generally working within the political system is pretty futile, and that you really don't get very, very far, and you have to spend a lot of money in order to even take a few baby steps toward the idea of liberty. But I was still excited about this idea because I think it was sort of still in the system to some extent, but a little different than normal in the system activities. And what I'm talking about is their hunger strike that they were planning for, well, I think it was actually for today. And they were planning this hunger strike, which you might have guessed now is canceled. That's the news. They've canceled the hunger strike entirely. And so the question is, well, why? Well, first of all, why were they doing a hunger strike? Mark, can you answer that question?
Because the Supreme Court refused to hear their case, where they they were looking to sort of define the right of the people to petition the government for redress of grievances. It's right in the First Amendment to the mm-hmm. Constitution. The Supreme Court has never ruled on the people's right to petition the government for redress of grievances. They had two lower court rulings that basically had nothing to do with a citizen petitioning the government for redress of grievances. In both cases, the rulings, the case law that the rulings relied upon were situations of employees petitioning, as government employees petitioning the government for redress of grievances, essentially union and non-union situations. So it clearly didn't apply. But yep. The lower courts cited those two rulings because they're the only rulings that had anything to do with redress of grievance. And I don't feel like they really had anything to do with the First Amendment. So they cited those, and the Supreme Court refused to hear it, essentially saying that what those courts said was
so basically
about.
That, yes, you have the right to petition for a redress, but you don't actually have the right to a redress.
Right.
You don't
the government doesn't have to listen. Right. In one ruling, the situation was that the government didn't have to listen to somebody who petitioned for redress of grievances, an employee, a state employee petitioned through the union, and they said they don't have to listen. They only to the union, they only have to listen to the individual. And in the second case, an individual petitioned an individual employee petitioned the state government.
Well, they might listen, but they won't respond.
And they said, right, you can redress
all you want.
You can petition all you wish,
yep.
And we will ignore you.
Yep.
And then in the other case, the union, you had to go. One case you had to go through the union. The other case you had to go not use the union. And one was Minneapolis. The other one I think was Arkansas. It had mm-hmm. nothing to do with the First Amendment, which says. And the petition, the government for redress of grievances, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment.
I don't know. It sounds like the Supreme Court was right. I mean, it doesn't say that they owe you anything. It just says you can petition them. So that's what, I mean, they ruled in the favor of the Constitution.
Well, in the case, we the people would argue that there's, what kind of right is it that they don't have to listen? I mean, what have you given me? I can write a letter and not get a response?
Yeah, that's...
No, that's not it. It's not good enough.
Well, that is what it is, because the Supreme Court made the decision that that's what it is.
That's what it is, because the Supreme Court is full of people that can't read English. We've got 200 years of bad Supreme Court rulings mm-hmm. compiling upon... And bad federal court rulings, and honestly, bad state court rulings compiling upon themselves. And what they're going to do, what they're setting this up, the situation up for, with all their laws and the way to manipulate the people, is they're setting it up for a revolution. I don't want it. I'm not looking for it. I want the government to... act by the Constitution. But the reason the Constitution was written in plain English was so that normal people could read it. And a normal person reading the First Amendment would say, yes, in fact, I have the right to petition the government for redress of grievances and expect a freaking answer.
That part's not in there, though.
It's
I can understand where they're coming from.
But
I don't
a normal
agree,
person,
but...
by reading that, would get that. Do you understand? And when the
I
government...
I don't think most normal people would ever read it.
You know, when there's so... They don't normally read it.
Right.
I totally agree with
you. Yeah, that part's glossed over very often. And the schools and everything. But you're also, the whole premise of separation of powers has become a sham now. They're all in bed together.
Well,
they're all laughing with their cigars behind our backs.
Of course, the entire Constitution is a joke. They don't give a flip what the Constitution says, and they'll interpret it in whatever way favors them.
Sure, and that's exactly it. You're actually expecting the government to rule against themselves.
Right?
Because they're all
How
one.
Often does that happen?
Yeah, because if you really believe that the separation of powers doesn't exist anymore, then you're just asking them to rule against themselves, which is completely unrealistic.
So let's talk about why it is that the We the People organization decided to cancel their upcoming, or the hunger strike that I believe was originally scheduled for today. The idea of the hunger strike, of course, was to say, look, we're going to starve ourselves, possibly to death, until you guys give us some answers. Seemed like a really great idea. Why'd they cancel it? It's Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
Encountering pitfalls in life is not a matter of if, but only when. The key is to prevent pitfalls and problems that you can control, and to be prepared to deal with the ones that you cannot. Among the preventable pitfalls are arrogance, complacency, procrastination, fear, apathy, and impatience. Although we all battle and fall prey to each and every one of these in our daily lives, if you can prevent these very preventable hurdles, you will be on your way to being able to effectively guard against them, actively engage them when they occur, and apply the antidote to the problem. You will then be on your way to a remarkable performance. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loop for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
With the down economy, a lot of companies are having more and more trouble with accounts receivable. It gets, you know, people just put off their bills instead of paying a net 30, they decide they'll pay it 60 days or whatever. If you're having trouble with the accounts receivable, you're sick and tired of having to deal with that because you got into whatever business you got into because you love that business and you don't want to be in the collections business, SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. Anything to do with accounts receivable, they do it. They're good people. They're the number one sponsor of this show, and I would encourage you to give Jason Osborne a call over at SACL CAI. I guess you probably won't talk to him immediately, but that's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Again, here talking about the We the People organization. They have canceled their hunger strike that they had planned for, I believe was originally planned for today, Constitution Day. And the idea was to go and have people starve themselves in a Washington, D.C. area park, of course, promoting it in advance to the news media and things like that, and to point out that the government will not answer questions. The We the People organization has been trying for years to get various different government bureaucracies or representatives or anybody to actually answer some very simple questions about, for instance, the constitutionality of the Iraq War or the income tax. They've got a variety of issues they're interested in getting answers about, and no one in the government will respond to their questions. They've been trying it for years to get these answers. And so they figured they'd go all the way because the Supreme Court beat them back. The Supreme Court said, well, you can ask all the questions you want. We don't have to answer them. So having gone through the entire judicial system, the process, right? Whenever we say something, whenever we critique the government or talk about how we want to live free, we're frequently told, well, this is the best place in the world and we've got a system here. You can use the system to get what you want. Just get people elected and use the system. The system's there for you. You can use it. And they tried to use the system. And the system told them to flip off. That's what the system told We the People is, F you, we don't care what it is your questions are, we're never going to give you answers. And so We the People said, fine, we're going to put together this hunger strike. We're going to starve ourselves, we're going to sleep in this park, and we're going to starve ourselves until someone comes and answers this question. The very head of the organization, Bob Schultz, who we've had on the show in the past, was willing to be the initial person who was starving himself, and he had obviously hoped that other people would join him. But unfortunately, what they did was the We the People group, one of their faults is that they are in the system people. I mean, they believe in I think that government can be good as long as you just elect the right people, which, of course, is nonsense. Government can never be good because it's an agency of coercive force. It doesn't matter who's running it. It doesn't matter what the goals of the organization are. As long as it's funded through coercion, as long as it's funded through threats of violence, then nothing it can do is ever moral or justified. So beyond that, they like to work with, they understand the system and they want to work inside it to change it. So therefore, in order to have their hunger strike that they planned, which I thought was a great idea, they went to the government, and what'd they do?
Asked for a permit.
They asked for a permit. It was already over at that point, right? Whenever you ask permission from the government, you might as well expect them to say,
no.
No.
You know what? It sounds like government has this non-cooperation thing down to a science.
Yeah, right? That's why we need to start non-cooperating and stop asking for permission to do things. So what happened was they went in, they tried to get a permit for a protest, essentially, in the park. And they, I guess, mentioned that there was going to be some sort of hunger strike going on. I don't know what all the applications were like, but essentially, the government got wind that there would be people staying the night in the park, and the government came back and said, we'll give you the permit, because I'm sure they wanted the money, but we'll give you the permit, but you can't have anyone sleeping in the park.
No sleeping in the park. That's camping, and we don't allow camping. There are no homeless people in Washington, D.C.
So they came back.
Except for that guy when I was there that had like 99 2-liter bottles full of urine that was on the street corner. But they won't let these people sleep in the park.
It seems like they were going to go with it. They were still going to go through with it. Like after we'd gotten the news that they had been rebuffed as far as the sleeping over, okay, well, we'll do it in shifts, right? You stay here and we'll drive you out. You can sleep somewhere and come back and hunger the next day. So, I mean, they were at least going to still go through with it, even though they were still bowing down and kowtowing to the system. Well, then this email comes in a couple of days ago or 3 days ago from We the People, and it says, D.C. Constitution Day event canceled due to numerous factors, including a substantial lack of participation. We the People has canceled the Constitution Day event planned for Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. As Constitution Day passes this Wednesday, the chairman, Bob Schultz, asks that everyone take a moment quietly to reflect on the current state of the Constitution and the extent that they're personally committed to defending it as the cornerstone of our form of righteous and limited government. See, they think governance can be righteous, and I highly disagree. But that said, it's very interesting what happened to this particular event, because it seemed like a really great idea. It seemed really powerful. We the People's got quite a large following out there.
It's
certainly
huge.
They could have rounded up a handful of people to hunger. And why is it that you need a bunch of people to hunger? I mean,
don't you think if you do a hunger strike, you should be prepared to, I don't know, take it a long way?
Yes.
I'm telling you, if I'm I don't think you could get me to do a hunger strike for anything.
Me neither. I'm not so interested in that.
I don't like not eating very much.
I wouldn't
much.
Make it to the end of the week. I just don't have enough on me to sustain.
I get really grouchy.
Yeah. So, but
it'd be
Mark,
really
I mean,
tough.
Well, I mean, they had people that were willing to do it, right? Obviously, Bob Schultz said he'd be willing to do it. I think a hunger
Bob
strike.
Bob Schultz is a great man.
I think a hunger strike promoted effectively would have been effective with one person hungering. If you put one man on the steps of the Capitol building and he's hungering, then that's worth reporting on. I think that's newsworthy. So to back out and say they didn't have enough participation, I don't know what that excuse is all about. But clearly the event was, destroyed by the fact that they bothered asking permission in the first place. Do you think you can challenge the state without going into a jail cell at some point? Because if you think you can win and you think you can change the system by playing by their rules, it seems like it's just proven over and over again that that's just not possible.
I've got a suggestion for them. Why don't they just do it at somebody's house and just have a webcam on them?
Yeah,
they can camp out in one room, they can have a webcam on them, they can post their webcam all over the internet, and people can monitor the hunger strike that
way.
That's
a good idea.
I think it's
maybe
a good idea. I think that people have a tendency to not believe some of the things they see on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and so therefore, maybe they would, I tell you, if I was on a hunger strike, I'd be slipping away getting something to eat. I just wouldn't be able to do it.
Twinkies.
I simply would not be able to do it.
So disappointment, the We the People organization, I think a major disappointment from them. And where are they going to go now? What are they going to do next? I mean, Bob Schultz keeps talking about
he's very disappointed.
Right. He keeps talking about what the next step is, and it sounds like it's going to be something exciting. Then they plan something exciting, and now they back out of it. So we'll let you know what they decide to do.
He said he didn't have the participation. What was he supposed to do?
I don't know. But if you can't get participation for something like that, and nobody's giving you answers anywhere else, and the government says, flip off, we don't care what you have to say, how are you going to continue working within the system to change the system? What are they going to try next? 800-259-9231. Can we please try non-cooperation? It's Free Talk Live.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free to 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those, including the wiki with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And what if a socialist or a fascist became president of the United States of America? President Barack Obama, John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, national ID card? What is your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. And you know what, Mark? I bet if Bob Schultz from We the People, who was putting this hunger strike together and has now been canceled because he apparently couldn't find enough people to do it, and he asked the government for permission, of course, and they said no. I'm sure those were the two main reasons as to why it's not going on. But I bet you if he put that together in New Hampshire, he'd have a whole lot more participation.
Oh, yes.
You know, I have to agree. I think that a lot of people here in New Hampshire are of the same mind that I am, that the federal government's so far gone that there's just no saving it.
Yep.
And
they keep proving it over and over again. They keep proving that.
I'll take what seems to be, to me, the most freedom-oriented, it's difficult to even use those terms, government that's still in the United States, state government, and try to take that government and, stop the growth of government, completely arrest it, perhaps turn it around. These are some of the goals, and I think we have a much better chance here than we do.
We have the best activists in the world right here in New Hampshire, and more are coming on a weekly basis. We'll tell you more about that, but we need to go to your phone calls. You've been waiting patiently. Let's talk to David, listening in Austin. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. David in Austin, going once. David in Austin. I hear somebody.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
We're just
talking about Bush's comments here, the last three or four speeches that we've heard him make, he's made the comment at the end that he plans to finish strong. And we're kind of scratching our heads what he's referring to. It's a kind of an ominous warning.
Yeah, it does seem kind of strange, huh?
He really doesn't have any more administrative tasks at hand. So, you know,
what could he do in the next month and a half or the next few months?
Who could he kill in the next month and a half or 2 months?
Well, you know, the idea of another false flag attack certainly isn't unheard of. I think a lot of people talking about a trigger for martial law and continuity of government.
Well, the same talk went on before the 2004 elections. And it was interesting to discuss the idea that if Bush wanted to, he could just declare martial law and cancel the election. But really,
in 2004, it wouldn't have made much as much sense. I mean, he only had a chance of losing.
It still doesn't make sense because we all know that these guys all agree on virtually everything, whether it's Bush or Barack Obama or John McCain. They're all basically the same. And so he really have to have quite the ego to do something like that. I'm not saying he doesn't, but it wouldn't happen.
I think he's got some other reasons for doing something like that. I don't buy into the triggering martial law either, but I think that he is interested in protecting his legacy. And if he goes out the way things are, you know, he'll have a negative legacy. But if he can defend some attack from, say, Iran, and then let that trigger our attack back on them, then he'd go out with, you know, a strong legacy. He could feed the propaganda, all the news stations that, look, we were right all along. We needed this build up security. Look what our homeland security stopped. We need to keep pumping money into the military complex because we were right. So I think it's going to be something along those lines.
Well, I guess only time will tell, and I don't know. Hopefully you're wrong and won't involve anybody extra unnecessarily dying, but if you're right, it probably will. So any other thoughts for us, David?
Wow, I didn't know you guys were out in New Hampshire. How about that Ron Paul getting canceled out of the debate up there?
I don't recall anything about that. What happened?
They tried to keep him out of the debates, and actually, I think he ended up coming into this one, but there's another state where he was not allowed to participate.
Yeah, that was what, in the primaries?
Yes, during the primaries.
Okay, okay. There you go. All right, David, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. As we continue, it is Fred in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I guess what's on my mind is what's probably on a lot of people's mind if we watch the current news, and that is the so-called financial collapse of these big financial firms. And I'm wondering with what's going on, if this is going to be the catalyst to, basically put the average American into a position to where they're going to be given the final, ultimatum with, the way we conduct business and, our
monetary
system.
I'm not sure I know what you mean. What is it you're getting at?
Well, I mean, at some point in time, I feel that we're basically not going to be living life as Americans, so to speak, with the way that we do our, monetary exchange with, paper money and what have you. And if this is just the beginning of the tiptoe, so to speak, into propelling us into the point where we're in such dire straits economically that we're given the new so-called solution to the problem.
What are you suggesting that solution might be?
Well, I mean, possibly a change in currency. I mean, if our currency that we have now is devalued we'll be buying, say, Ameros for,
Right, yeah, I was going to say, someone would suggest they've already got the Amero ready to roll out
particular
case.
We need to build up strength in the new currency, and what better way to issue a new currency to where, maybe you'll be paying $3 for every one Amero or something.
It might even be 10 to 1, who knows?
Or 10 to 1.
You'd want to go 10 to 1 or at the very least.
Seem valuable,
that way, if it would, an Amero seems very valuable if you can buy a loaf of bread for only 0.2 Ameros,
Yeah, that may very well be what they're up to, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the speculation. Never know exactly how it's going to play out, but I think that's a very realistic possibility that as things continue to get worse, they'll just introduce a new currency.
Yeah, of course. And it's funny because they're the ones coming out with this nicely packaged solution to the problem they created.
And that really is the whole crux of the whole financial situation that we're dealing with, is all of these problems. At some point or another, were government created. People would go back to the big crash in 1929. Hey, that was government created. We had the Federal Reserve System was introduced in 1913.
Right.
They allowed fractional reserve lending with gold backing at that point. So then Americans' money was essentially not backed by the amount of gold they said it was backed by. And, then in 1930, the federal government, just after the crash, they increased taxes. Gee, do you think that might have propelled the Great Depression out longer? I think it did.
Yeah, they also slapped a huge tariff called the Smoot-Hawley tariffs on foreign importers. There's a lot of companies, a lot of people were getting goods from foreign countries, and in anticipation of that bill passing, a lot of countries had already boycotted U.S. goods. So government intervention in the economy in the 30s is mainly the chief cause of the Depression, which
Absolutely.
Ended up being the Great Depression. It would have been a recession. It wouldn't have been nearly as great as it was or as long as it was if they hadn't intervened.
Well, right. I mean, as we've discussed before, the so-called business cycle exists because of the government's meddling, because of the Federal Reserve, the central bank, and those policies.
And these bailouts they're doing now are highly inflationary. And they're going to come back to
highly inflationary.
Highly.
Right. I heard on NPR this morning, some economist was talking about it, what they're going to do about it. And he said, well, one of the ways is the good old fashioned way of printing money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're going to do.
That's exactly what they're doing. And as more continue to fail, they'll continue to print more, and then it's going to reach a tipping point, and then our caller's suggestion may become a reality, where all of a sudden they take the curtain off of this brand new currency called the Amero, which many people have been talking about as a possibility, and it seems like their best way out to me.
Well, remember this term, cascading cross defaults. You're going to hear a lot of that in the future.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Still your calls also on the way. National service. We've got more to talk about. We didn't get to cover it all last night. The national slavery thing went on over the weekend. We'll continue that discussion here in a bit. It is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. Safe Grow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95. And receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. Amp stands for advertise, market, and promote. You like Free Talk Live and you want other people to be exposed to this program, AMP is the best way you can help us do that. Just go and get signed up for as little as $3 a month on any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options, and we'll get you into the club, basically. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. But the AMP stuff is above and beyond all the great features you'll find on the website. So if for whatever reason you can't afford to AMP, and really, most people can afford it. $3 a month, that's less than the price of a cup of coffee. But if for whatever reason, you know, money's a little too tight, enjoy all the features on the website for free, because that's how a good talk show website should be. So the AMP stuff is sort of above and beyond all that, and it really does help us get the show on more radio stations. We take that money in, and it gets reinvested, and we can reach out to new stations. We can bring more internet listeners on board. So if you like this show, that's one of the best things you can do for us. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. So we go to your calls. Tom in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I just wanted to point something out here. You know, the federal laws allow citizens, you know, the U.S. Constitution says that Congress shall have power, by the way, to fix the standard of weights and measures. And federal law allows people to enjoy the benefits of the metric system, supposedly, but it doesn't do much good when you have to comply with, like, zoning restrictions in feet and speed limits in miles and that sort of thing. So, well, I fought back today when I got this paper from my kids' government-run indoctrination center saying that, you know, if you want, you sign this form. We have to get parental permission for health screenings, like to keep track of the kids' height and weight and stuff like that. We need to have you sign this paper saying that it's okay for us to measure how tall your kid is. And I printed up my own consent form saying, yeah, they can go ahead and do that as long as they use metric units. And if they're taking the kid's temperature, they got to use degrees Celsius or Kelvins. No, you cannot measure my kid in inches. Okay? I signed that and sent it back there to them. So that is...
Hey, you know what, Tom? I have to congratulate you. I think that is great. It's like I was talking about earlier. You have to take steps. Whatever it is those steps are to non-cooperate with the state, even if it's partial cooperation or making adding your own terms to their agreement or whatever it is, taking these extra steps to just stop accepting what it is they give you at face value and deciding based on the options they give you. You created your own option. You said, yeah, you can measure my kid just as long as you do it to my terms. I think that's brilliant.
That reminds one thing you got to watch out for, by the way, I have to warn parents that they send home these consent forms like when they're in middle school and high school and stuff. Oh, yes, your emergency medical treatment. And I've heard that some of them use that for abortions. You know, like the guidance counselor will sneak the kid off to an abortion clinic and, well, hey, the parents signed this medical consent form, so you got to print up your own that says not for an abortion if it's a girl.
I see. Well, I don't want to get into that issue, Tom, because you and I are going to disagree on it. I thank you for the call. 800.
I think the parents should be able to. You don't think the parents, if they're that
if you're old enough to consent to having sex, you're old enough to consent to having an abortion.
And you're old enough to support yourself.
You're old enough to consent to having sex at the age of puberty, as far as I'm concerned. So yes, if you can go.
But you're old enough to support yourself in the workplace.
That's not a factor. You
sure
can go get an abortion.
If I'm responsible for taking care of that child in my home, I should be able to make a certain amount of medical decisions for that child, including whether or not they can get an abortion.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're suggesting that you have the ability to control another individual's person, another individual's body?
No, I have ability to control my house and who lives in it.
That's fine. Well, you know what? I wouldn't tell you about that, Mark. If I were pregnant and I were a female, I would just go out and get the abortion, keep my damn mouth shut, because I know that you're a jerk and you don't want to hear what's really going on in my life. You don't want to know what's going on. You're not interested.
I only said that I deserve to be informed.
Oh, I see. So you wouldn't be able to stop the kid.
Well, I deserve to be informed.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Right.
If you want to be informed, that's fine. But I don't think you have an obligation to be informed.
Most of these are parental information laws, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure what all the laws are. I don't know them. But all I know is that you should not be obligated to be informed. It should be up to the person receiving the procedure as to who they want to tell about it. Because if you happen to be a violent father, I don't think you are. But if you happen to be a man who was, say, abusive toward his wife or his daughter, and the daughter was frightened to death of telling you anything about her life and her choices, then I think it would be awfully a bad idea to inform a father or a parent like that was likely to do some harm to his kid as a result.
And a lot of girls that age actually latch onto some guy to get out of the house.
Yeah.
If they have a bad father.
Because they don't want to talk to their parents. They're afraid of discussing things like this.
I'm of the opinion that abortion is a prohibition that didn't work. Historically, it didn't work. Mm-hmm. I'm of that opinion. However, I think that parents have the right to know about their children.
You don't have a right to know anything about your kids.
I don't think that the school, the public school, should be able to help.
I don't think there should be government schools. Anyway, I don't think that parents have a right to know anything about their kids. You only get to know what your kid confides in you. And if you don't have the kind of relationship that leads to your youngster confiding in you and telling you the truth and talking about how they feel and what's going on in their life, then you're shut out. You're out in the cold. So you get to decide when you're raising your kid how to have a relationship with that young person. And if you make the right choices, then they're going to come to you when they have a problem. If you make the right choices, they're going to come to talk to you about things like sex and alcohol and drugs and things like that. But if you make the wrong choices and you're a jerk and your kids don't appreciate you for whatever the reasons are, then they're going to go somewhere else. They're going to go learn about sex from watching pornography. They're going to learn about drinking and drugs from their friends, and you're going to be out in the cold, and they're going to tell you that they're going out watching a movie and stuff like that, and you're going to have no idea about what your kids are doing, and you'll never, ever, ever have a right to it. You can stamp your feet all you want.
I don't disagree with that, Ian.
All right, good. And you don't have a right to it.
It's nice for you to stand on the soapbox and just keep on talking and not shut up about the same thing, but I don't disagree with what you're saying. However, I don't think that a kid, and I'm sorry, it's just true that high schoolers are more pliable and manipulable than the average individual, the average adult, even though I think that they should be able to make many of the decisions that adults make. Sitting in the school guidance counselor office, I think that a guidance counselor can convince a child, some girls, that it's the best idea to go get an abortion right now and not tell your parents. And that kind of behavior right there is the kind of crap that I just don't want the government doing.
The government shouldn't be running schools. So yeah, I'll agree with you there.
Yeah, sure. I know you do. But you take a stance of, you know, the parents shouldn't have to be informed. But the fact
they
is,
shouldn't.
the people that get a hold of these kids are, by and large, liberal educators who love the idea of abortions for whatever reason. We got to have abortions. It's the right.
Well, I'm sorry. They wouldn't be forcing a guidance counselor to tell parents anything. They'd be forcing doctors to tell the parents those things. So you're talking about a law that forces doctors to tell parents.
Fine. I don't care who it is and where it is in the chain of command. That's mm-hmm. I just want to know the information.
Should parents be forced to be informed when their kids go out and do something that doesn't involve abortion? Like, let's say, go to a movie that's not for kids that are – let's say they go to an R-rated movie and their parents don't want them going to R-rated movies. Should the theaters start to call parents and let them know that their son or daughter is actually at the R-rated movie they're not supposed to be at? I mean, what other things should parents be informed about, in your opinion, Mark? Just abortions?
Look, I can't tell you exactly where the line is drawn, but I think that some parents out there really would hate the idea that their child is sneaking into R-rated movies.
Right. So it's up to them to figure out where their kids are. If you want to know what your kids are doing,
but the problem with R-rated movies is you have to be above the age of 18.
No, 17.
It's just 17.
17.
On your 17th birthday, you can go.
Yes, you can. Okay. Absolutely.
You know, and I agree with most of your diatribe. However, kids at a certain age, even if you have good parents and good kids, the parents become like Martians. You know, there is a period of time where there's tension between the kid and the parents, just because the kid is growing up. He's going from that time where he's a child to when he's becoming an adult, and it's like being on a trapeze, and you let go of one trapeze, and you're going to catch the other one, and for that moment in your hands, you're going. Because the other trapeze doesn't
hit your
hands.
I understand that, but you don't have a right to know anything, right? You agree with that, right?
Yeah.
You'll know what they want to tell you, or you find out on your own.
You find out on your own,
right? You hire a private investigator if you want to know where your kids are going.
Do you believe in the concept of emancipation?
To where a young person can go and become free from their parents' control?
At a certain
age.
Yeah.
I think that they can emancipate themselves when they're ready.
And he means without a legal, walking out the door, as far as Ian's concerned, is emancipation.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready to go. See you later.
And I can't disagree, however, that we have a legal system today that requires me as a parent.
I don't have a legal system. Doesn't require me to do anything. I didn't agree to it. Yeah. I don't consent. Thanks very much. Hour
two is on
the way.
They're going to pick your kid up, and they're going to put him in a home.
I don't have a kid. Got a vasectomy.
Yeah, I know. See? It makes it a lot easier when you don't have to confront the problem,
doesn't
it?
Damn right it does. More on the way. 800-259-9231. And you don't have to let them take your kid. Keep your door closed. Don't answer it. Don't talk to them. Hour two is coming up.
They'll get the kid when they walk out the door.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The pharmacy